0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two. Here with Trucker Randy Bishop, your defending fathers on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate Carla Wagner coming on. The answer to the question from Cliff and a few others, this will be the November 2026 general election. This will not be the primary, will not be a special election. This will be the November general election in 2026. So I thought I said that in the interview. I may not have, but basically that's when it will be on the ballot. Joining us right now in a shortened version of our history lesson discussion, Pastor Rusty Chatfield's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What is our topic for today?
The inaugural address of Donald Trump of 2017, 8 years ago. January 20, 2017. I'm a little bit late here getting on, this is now history, and we're going to hear something very much like this very soon. Chief Justice Roberts, President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, fellow Americans and people of the world, thank you. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and for the world for years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. We will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another. We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the American people. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital have reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. For their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. It belongs to everyone gathered here together and everyone watching all across America. This is your day. This is your celebration. And this is the United States of America, is your country. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day that the people became the rulers of this nation again. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening now. You came by the tens of millions to become part of a historic movement, the likes of which the world has never seen before. At the center of this movement is a critical conviction that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Americans want schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and great and good jobs for themselves. These are just and reasonable demands of a righteous people. But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities, rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation, an education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of knowledge, and the crime and gangs and drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now. We are one nation, and their pain is our pain. Their dreams are our dreams, and their success will be our success. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny. The oath of office I take is an oath of allegiance to all Americans. For many decades, we've enriched foreign industry at the expense of American industry, subsidized the armies of other countries while allowing for the very sad depletion of our military. We've defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own, and spent trillions of dollars overseas while America's infrastructure has fallen into disrepair and decay. We've made other countries rich while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has disappeared over the horizon. One by one, the factories shuttered and left our shores with not even a thought about the millions upon millions of Americans' workers left behind. The wealth of our middle class has been ripped from their homes and then redistributed across the entire world. But this is the past, and now we are looking only to the future. We are assembled here today, are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this moment on, it's going to be America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs. Protection will lead to great prosperity and strength. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we'll bring back our dreams. We will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and rails all across our wonderful nation. We will get our people off welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with America's hands and America's labor. We will follow two simple rules: buy American and hire American. We will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world, but we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on everyone, but rather to let it shine as an example for everyone to follow. We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth. At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there's no room for prejudice. The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we are protected by God. Finally, we must think big and dream even bigger. In America, we understand that a nation is only living as long as it is striving. We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining but never doing anything about it. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. Do not let anyone tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight of the spirit of America. We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. It is time to remember that old wisdom our old soldiers will never forget, that whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots, and we all enjoy the same glorious freedoms, and we all salute the same great American flag. And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look at the same night sky. They fill their heart with the same dreams. They are infused with the breath of life by the same Almighty Creator. So all Americans in every city, near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, and from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Now, I read through that pretty quickly because I wanted to at least get that reading in. Now we can go backward and kind of look at some of that.
Well, okay? one point, as I'm listening to you, I remember watching it on TV, and I remembered looking over his shoulder at the faces of those people that he mentioned, acknowledged in the speech. And I remember their faces of how they were just basically being slapped by Donald Trump with some of those words and some of the things that he said in that. But here's my takeaway from hearing you read it the way you did so excellently, basically sometimes without even taking a breath. You did a great job. Here's my response to it. He needs to basically give that exact same speech on January 20th of 2025.
Exactly right. He's just a little bit smarter now. Now, I think he was a good, maybe great president. A good president for sure. Great, maybe. One of the best in my lifetime? Very possibly.
Yes. Yeah.
Very possibly. Now, history will have to make that call. But he laid it out.
I think history already has. I think the one term of Biden-Harris has already proven, based on this results of November 5th of 2024, I think it's already proven that 4 years of Donald Trump was a heck of a lot better than Biden-Harris.
Whatever happened in 2020, which we don't have to rehash, but one thing is true. It reminds me of what the Bible says, for what if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of God? Now, that's a theological point, but let me tell you something that's really good. The 4 years of Biden, man, makes you think how good we had it under Trump. I mean, it's just by comparison.
Night and day.
Yes, yep. Night and day. Now, here's the key points here of this speech. From this moment on, it's going to be America first.
Yep.
It's America first. And we're going to make decisions on whether trade, on immigration, on foreign affairs. It's going to be
regulations. The
America.
Regulations that we have imposed on ourselves that puts us at an unfair, uncompetitive disadvantage to foreign countries and what they do to us. That's why I love his trade policy, his tariff policy. Look at what he said when 25% tariffs are going on immediately, Canadian and Mexican products. Trudeau flew down to Mar-a-Lago to beg for forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was.
Another key to this is understanding this, everybody. The left and even the neoconservatives, protectionism. He says, yeah, we're going to protect our industries and protect our government. We'll talk about that on the other side.
And we're going to protect our people and our country.
Yes.
Final segment of a shortened version of History Lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Tatfield. I'll let you basically wrap up this last segment with your thoughts, and then we'll get some text message responses.
Okay, yes. Now, there's been a battle in the Republican Party for years, for decades. It was people like Pat Buchanan that were the only ones who were making an argument 20 to 30 years ago about, hey, America first.
Absolutely. Ronald Reagan to a certain extent.
To a certain extent, but from after Reagan, then you had George Herbert Walker Bush and then George W. Bush, who were more neoconservatives. In other words, here's what they would argue. No, we're not protectionists. We want free trade everywhere. Free trade, free trade. And they said, you people that follow Buchanan, now Donald Trump, it's you want to we don't believe in protective tariffs. Listen, we do believe in protective tariffs. Make no mistake about this, everybody. Alexander Hamilton, one of the architects of our Constitution, was a protectionist. The tax of choice in the Constitution was the tariff to protect American industries, to protect American jobs, to protect America.
Yes.
That's all that he's arguing. Okay, it's from this moment on, it's going to be America first.
Yes.
Well, how can anybody argue with that?
Well, the founding fathers were brilliant because the tariff, like you said, did all of that, but more importantly, it made everything competitive. And that's what my argument has been on every single industry. Look at cell phones. Look how cheap they are. Look at what they're capable of doing today. Sometimes you do this show completely on your cell phone. And people say, it sounds like Pastor Chatfield's in the studio with you. I mean, we can even hear when you take a breath on that headset, okay? The point is this. We got these phones because of competition. We become great as a country because of competition. When Donald Trump changes our corporate tax down, lowers it again from 21%, he lowered it to 21 his first term. When he lowers it to 14 or 15 this time, we're paying off our national debt, and we're doing it with foreign tariffs. The corporations that come back to America will no longer be paying Vietnam. They won't be paying Mexico. They won't be paying Canada. They'll be making money deposits into our treasury. This plan that he's laid out and these people that he's put up nominated are going to do some things in a very four-year short term. The clock is ticking. He knows it. He realizes this time, Rusty, that 4 years flew by. He did not have enough time. He didn't have his people in place. He didn't have a plan. He didn't have things ready to go. This time, he gets it. I mean, he didn't listen to Rice Priebus this time. He didn't listen to anybody other than himself and his closest advisors, and they are hitting the ground running. Tom Holman, the border czar, who's going to be in charge, he's already going around and talking to the mayor of New York. The mayor, did you hear what the mayor of New York said yesterday?
Recently, yeah, he's sounding more like a Trump supporter.
He wants to meet with Holman. He wants help to get rid of the gangs that have come to New York City that are starting to impact crime going up in his city. He wants to get these people the heck out of New York City.
Right, right. And here's something that President Trump said, and this is a good line. But we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. That is the way God made things.
Yes.
That is a biblical understanding of things. God created the nation state. It's the highest form of government. And everybody has that right, just like you have the right to do what's best in your view for you and your wife and your family, and so do I. That's the way it is with nations. It's just a recognition of the way it is. And this globalistic one-worldism is not of God. It's not good. And I'm sorry that some Christians have not been taught that. But this is right. It is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. And he recognizes that. That's why he got along with world leaders fairly well. But you know what? We're going to do what's best for America.
Well, the other final part of this, and I'm so glad you brought this speech up today, I think he could give a redo with some little bit of tweaking, but basically give this exact same speech. Thank you very much. I got things to do. I got to go. Thanks for coming. Turn around and walk off that stage and get to the Oval Office and start doing immediately what he has to do. Final thoughts for you, about a minute.
Okay, my final thoughts is, hey, we're having a prayer day, that day, 24-hour prayer day, January 20th coming, 25,
yes,
to pray for President Trump, his administration, our country, for spiritual revival. But we prayed that President Trump would be elected. He is. We've got freedom to spread the gospel. Let's live right. Let's do right. And let's continue praying for the president and the president-elect and soon to be president again.
Absolutely. Amen. Well, one of the things I do every day, and you know this, you've seen me numerous times, I have a large crucifix and I wear it every single day to every place I go. And people know I'm a Christian, and I think more people need to do it. I think people need to show their faith in people's faces and get them to come to Jesus. And that's my way of doing it. So I appreciate you. This lesson plan was excellent, sir. And we'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon.
Amen. Amen. Look forward to it.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff Field. Greatly appreciate it.
Yep.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services.